Today is Friday, November 27th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So there's been a major change in plans, but we'll talk about that in a moment. I'll fill you guys in on yesterday. First, so... like I said yesterday, I had received an email I had received a message on Facebook from Tim in Alaska recommending the Julia Child's pie crust recipe, but I didn't have any Crisco. Well, that's what we use. I didn't have any shortening. And I had butter. I had bought butter for a pie crust recipe. And my grandma, it's funny because my grandma always used to use shortening or Crisco specifically to make her pie crust, and her pie crust was fantastic all the time. And my stepdad, when my mom and my stepdad met, he was really, and he still is really, a health conscious, watch what you eat, never eat hydrogenated, blah blah blah, all this kind of stuff. And so he did not like Crisco. And so, and his mom used olive oil or some canola oil or something in her pie crust, which was kind of weird. But she used those oils in the pie crust to not use butter or Crisco or any kind of shortening. And that's what he didn't make pie crust, but when he made cookies or anything else, he would use olive oil instead of the butter or the Crisco or whatever, because he really didn't like to use hydrogenated anything. And I think butter is not hydrogenated, but anyway, he felt like olive oil was healthier than all that stuff. So when I was making a recipe one time and I bought a small container of Crisco with my own money and I brought it into the house and I put it in the cabinet, and then I wasn't using it immediately, but I was going to be cooking whatever recipe it was on the weekend or something. And so I go to pull out the Crisco and it was gone. And I say, "What happened to the Crisco?" And my stepdad says, "Oh, I threw it away." And this was right after we had moved in. This was only a few months after they had gotten married and mom and I had moved in. And she got in an argument with my stepdad. Not really an argument. They don't really fight. But they got into a discussion about how I bought that with my own money and he should not be throwing away things that I've purchased, even if he thinks it's unhealthy. So that never happened again. But anyway, I had to go buy more Crisco because I was making, I don't even know what I was making, but because I don't think I made pie crust at that time. So anyway, I had butter because all the recipes I've seen use butter, and I never use Crisco. I don't really use Crisco or any kind of shortening on a day-to-day basis. And I really don't feel like it's healthy either. So I don't really use that very often. And we don't fry food very often. Although I do go get a lot of fast food. But at home, we don't fry things or stuff like that generally. I mean, not maybe once every 6 months or something. So I found a recipe using the food processor with just butter and ice water and flour and salt. And so I did that one and I made the mixture and I made the pie and the prime rib. So my analysis of the meal was, I posted a photo in a couple of different places, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So we had sweet potato casserole. We had green beans wrapped with bacon. And they have a brown sugar, butter, garlic glaze on them. They're so good. They are swimming in fat when you're done cooking them, but they're so good. And then the prime rib, rolls, and the pie. And everything turned out really good, except the prime rib, there were a couple of things I would have tweaked. So the prime rib, I was afraid of cooking it too low because I didn't want it to be bloody, bloody, but prime rib, we normally like to be pretty pink. Well, after I took it out of the sous vide, the recipe that I was following, you put it in a really hot oven for 15 minutes just to crisp up and brown the outside of the prime rib when you're done. So I did that, but when I cut it, it was a little bit less pink than I wanted it and a little less soft than I wanted it. So I think I would bump the degrees down. I cooked it around 139 for 8 hours, I think it was. I think I would have bumped it down to 137, which was actually the recommended temperature in the sous vide recipe that I was looking at. But it was really good. It was really tasty. I dry brined it the night before. So I put a bunch of salt and pepper on the outside and I put it on a rack on a cookie sheet and I put it in the refrigerator with no covering at all, which I've never done before, but I've seen various chefs do this. I always felt like it was unsanitary to put meat in the refrigerator without covering it, but they really say you need to leave it uncovered so that the moisture gets pulled out of it. So I did that and cooked it and did it in the oven. And other than it being a little bit more done than it was still pink, and you can tell that from the picture, but it was a little bit more brown than I wanted or more less pink than I wanted. So, but the taste, the salt got all the way through, the salt flavor, all that was really good. I made a little horseradish sauce for myself. I made a little jus for Mark because he doesn't like horseradish. And that was really good. The sweet potatoes were amazing. And it was just a recipe that I found on Food Network. And you make no marshmallows, because I didn't really want to do marshmallows. But you boil sweet potatoes, mash them. You add brown sugar and vanilla and a little bit of salt and milk, I want to say, and an egg. You add a couple of eggs, but I did a smaller batch for Mark and I, since there's just the two of us. So I only did one egg. And you mix it up really good. And that's it. And you put it in a pan. In a baking dish, and then you make a crumble, a streusel topping with flour and butter. Oh, yeah, you put melted butter in there as well. And then you make a streusel with butter and flour and brown sugar, and I can't remember what else. Chopped nuts. They called for pecans, but all I had was walnuts. So I chopped up some walnuts and put them in there. And it forms a crumble, and you crumble it over the top, and then you bake it for about 45 minutes. And it was so good. The topping was crumbly, but crunchy and sweet. And the sweet potatoes were really a nice sweetness to them as well, like you want in a sweet potato casserole. That was probably my favorite and easiest dish that I did, was the sweet potatoes. And the pie. Now we come to the pie. First of all, I want to say the crust was really good. I really liked the texture of the crust. I did it completely from scratch. I rolled it out myself. I chilled it in the refrigerator, all of that stuff. I chilled it for about an hour after I had made it. I put it in cling film, saran wrap, put it in a disc shape and put it in the fridge for about an hour, pulled it out, beat it with the rolling pin and then got it into a round shape. I think I rolled it just a little bit too thin. I had to patch a couple of areas but anyway, because I thought they were too thin. Nothing ripped, but I just felt like it was too thin in a couple of areas. So I took some extra scraps and kind of massaged those into the too thin spots. And then I rolled it under around the edge and crimped it like my grandma used to do. And I put it back in the fridge because I thought I want the butter to set up again so it doesn't shrink a lot when I'm cooking it. And I put it for about another 30 minutes and I filled it with the custard mixture. And then put it in the oven to cook. And the only thing, and it ended up being quite a major thing, was it. I guess I overcooked it because, so the recipe that I read, a lot of custard pies, you don't par-bake the crust. You take the raw crust, you pour the custard in, and then you cook the whole thing together. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it was the temperature of the oven or what the deal was, but the crust wasn't getting brown enough. And so I think I overcooked it by maybe 5 to 10 minutes. And so the texture of it is, it's not scrambled eggs, but it's got those bubbles in it, like a scrambled egg or quiche kind of texture, rather than a silky smooth custard. The flavor is really good. I really like the flavor, but the texture was really disappointing. And normally when I cook creme brulee or anything like that, I'm using a water bath. But when you do a pie, obviously you're not cooking the pie in the water bath. But I read that if you get more of a scrambled egg texture, that you've probably overcooked the custard. You want it to be wobbly in the center. The problem is the crust was not done. And so I feel like maybe I should have, even though the recipe did not call for this, I feel like maybe I should have par cooked the crust and then filled it and then cooked it again. I just didn't know if that would make it soggy because of, you know, pouring the custard in there. So I'm not really sure. But my grandma used to make really good chocolate pie, which is basically chocolate pudding, which is a form of custard. And she would always cook the crust, cook the pot, the pudding's cooked separately, so I guess that's not a good reference point, because she didn't, I don't know, pumpkin pies, she would always cook the custard and the crust together. She would not pre-cook. I don't know, though. I wanted the crust to be browner than it was, so I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to research what I need to do to make sure the custard is not overcooked, but the crust is cooked enough. Because it really... So, bottom line is, the taste is great, but I'm not too thrilled with the texture. But overall, if I was to rate myself, I would give myself maybe 89 or a 90 out of 100. So, either a high B or a low A. Everything tasted good. I'm happy with it. We've got a lot of prime rib leftovers, so I got to figure out what to do with the leftovers. But it's a good problem to have because it was tasty. So, today... the plan was to leave about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go to Branson and stay in our lovely cabin that we found. But when I was talking to Mark, we had thought about leaving a little bit later and driving by Eureka Springs, and there's a Christmas light display that we wanted to see, or that I wanted to see that around 6 o'clock when it gets dark, and then drive the rest of the way to Branson. But that would mean we wouldn't arrive in Branson until about 7:30. But I wasn't sure if that was okay to check in that late, so I called the number on the email that I got from TripAdvisor. And long story short, TripAdvisor, don't book through TripAdvisor. I've never done it before and I won't ever do it again. They apparently, when they have listings on the TripAdvisor site, they are reselling from third-party wholesale people for like bookings. And those people are not even the property manager. So I called, and again, long story short, for some reason, the reservation never made it to the property management company. So they didn't have a reservation for me. TripAdvisor did. I already paid. I had already paid them the money. The money had already come out of my account, everything. One girl, not with TripAdvisor, one girl with the property management company suggested, well, just show up, and then if they don't have a reservation for you, then they can make one when you're there. And I'm like, well, what happens if they're out of rooms or they're out of cabins? And she said, well, yeah, that could happen. But, and so finally I was so frustrated. Finally, I just said, you know what? I need to cancel this. We don't have a place to stay. So I called TripAdvisor and they were so apologetic, and she wanted to work with me to make a new booking. But I said, it's too late now. I don't want to rush a booking and try to find a new place with only half an hour to an hour before we need to leave. So we just got a refund. We're going to drive and see some Christmas lights tonight, but we're not going to spend the night. And we put up our Christmas tree today. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Oh, no, Monday. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.